Ivy wrote in and asked the question. Says, I've been burning to post this question to a network marketing, quote, guru, ever since I joined this business, which I love and plan to take to the highest levels imaginable. However, I can't seem to even capture the first team member for my downline. I've thought about buying leads because I'm so hungry to get started. Is paying for leads unethical? Is it one of those sponsor secrets they don't tell you? Is it a normal, common business practice of network marketers? It's very hard for me to believe that none of the top earners in this business never bought a lead, only because it's so hard for me. All right. Well, great question, and I appreciate that question. Emphatically, I say it is not unethical to buy leads. I don't know of a whole lot of leaders that haven't bought leads, to tell you the truth. Now, I will address one particular area on this, and that is that your profession is networking. And don't ever forget that that is what your profession is. Now, that does not necessarily mean that your profession is networking inside of your warm market only. Anytime I run ads, anytime I buy leads, in which, by the way, is the only two ways that I recommend that you actually get leads. Okay, so there's networking, which is, you know, warm market, and then referrals and such. And then number two would be buying leads, and then number three would be running ads. The only reason that you would ever buy leads or run ads is to open up a new network. Okay, it's not like direct marketing does, and that is to find consumers or to find, find consumers is what direct marketing would be. And so that's not what you do as a networker. You contact that person just like you guys heard me do the live calls before, where I would talk to someone and get the person into the business and then network. Then the networking starts. So each person that you bring into your business opens up a network. And so you have to teach them how to work inside that network and not destroy people, not destroy the network. Right? So it's not so much that you're shoving people down inside their network to try to disseminate all within inside their network and blast everybody. You're teaching them how to network effectively and how to not blow their network and shut the network off is what you're really doing. And so, yes, buy leads. By all means, buy leads. Yes, run advertisements. I think buying leads is better than running advertisements, just because if you're running advertisements, then you have to be the person who knows marketing. And that sometimes becomes a secondary profession for you, of which takes a lot of time and money. There are many, many times that I have spent $200-$300 to run ads in the Washington Post or USA Today and didn't get one reply at all. Okay, and so that's very, very expensive, where when you buy leads, you're buying already responded. Now, of course, that brings up a whole other subject around leads, and again, I discuss this in Professional Inviter as well, and I even let you listen to what happens when you buy bad leads. It's quite rude, okay? And so if you were to go to www.explorefreedom.com/Trump, T-R-U-M-P, then you can see everything that I do there. And so you would be able to see the leads that I use, you'd be able to see the website that I use and everything. The only thing that I did was just remove my contact information off of there, because buying bad leads is worse. All right, now, before you think that direction immediately, I want you to just think about something. Someone has asked me, what's a lead cost? And it was kind of funny when they asked me this, because normally anybody else would have just replied $5 or $10 or whatever the lead cost. But that's not the way that I looked at it. I sat there in kind of a daze for a couple of seconds, because the question was, what does a lead cost? It was just the way that he asked the question. And the answer to that question is, if you can't communicate well and you can't invite well, leads are very expensive. All right, just think that through. If you can't communicate well, all right, so it's very important that you do both. All right, so learn the inviting formula very well while you work leads. Some people want to get inviting formula and just learn it and not use it. You can sit and read swimming books all day long, but sooner or later you better jump in the water. Otherwise, all it is theory and there's no application. You're not actually doing it. And so, yes, learn the inviting formula. At the same time, immediately begin to practice it. Yes, you can practice it on family members just walking around your house. Okay, but also actually get out there and hit the leads with it.